Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Cynthia.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state.
I don't have anything for Cynthia, but that's an interesting community name.
Yeah, well.
I'm guessing it's a community.
It is. Yeah, I'm just trying to. I there's not even like a song for it, you know.
Like no, Cynthia. There's not.
Of all the songs with women's names, Cynthia has not gotten there yet.
We have Beth. We have
We'd be here all day.
Oh, Sherry. And then,
you seen that Family Guy clip where like Stewie names he writes a song and he names it after this girl and Brian's like, "There's 100 songs after that. Name 10." So he does it. Name 10 more. He does it again. Name 6 more. He does it again. He's like, "Screw you."
Fine.
Anyway, wherever you are on our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out this weekend, my friends, we have so many great places around this state where you can find a great burger or a great steak. And we have our top five here, Robbie, for the Mississippi's best steak and the Mississippi's best burger. I'm going to read them off for you. Jason's Southern Table has won this recently in Kosciuszko.
Either last year or the year before.
Yeah. Sam's Place in Mize. H.D. Gibbs and Son in Learned, of all places. The Enid.
Yeah, I've heard that place is great.
Okay. The Enid Depot I've heard of in Enid. And Huck's Place just down the road in Columbus.
I've also heard the place in Mize, too. I've been in that. I haven't been that one. I've been past it.
We need to go to these places. And then for burgers, Zip's Cafe in McGee.
Yes. That is a must.
Is it? Okay. Cheryl's Steakhouse in Ocean Springs. The R House in Columbia. Holy Smokes Barbecue in Columbia. What's going on in Columbia? We got to go get a burger. And Ed's Burger Joint. Had his burger.
There we go.
Mississippi. So
that's crazy. Most of them were like down South Mississippi. I mean, McGee's South Mississippi too. So
yeah, I mean, on the steak side of thing, Kosciuszko, Enid, and Columbus are all in North Mississippi. But the
Gibbs is very good. I have not been there, but everybody tells me it's legit. I have had a Zips burger, and it's really good too. One of the best burgers in the state. And of course, I've had Ed's. That's gonna be where you and I we'll stomp for Ed's Burger Joint.
We will.
All day long. So
I mean, the menu here at Gibbs looks really, really good. So I mean, yeah, I'm
yeah. It's kind of like a historical thing too. I believe.
So check those out, and there you go. I locked in on steaks and burgers and lost where I was. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. If you are looking for great gear this holiday season, if you need to put some maroon and white under the Christmas tree, our friends at College Corner have got you taken care of. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're original by Fleet Feet, flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but on how you're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, and you talk to a bank that knows you, doesn't just know your money, a bank that has a great relationship with its customers. That's Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State, Missouri, 6:45 kick. From Columbia, Missouri, our friends Tom Hart, Jordan Rogers, Cole Kublik will be on the call. And we got the first availability report And there was some good news. I was not expecting to see Albert Reese listed as probable. And, you know, if
I
that's
told
any.
you last week. I told you last week, if he's listed as doubtful, that to me speaks it larger to the fact that he could be back.
He could be back. You're correct.
I just felt like they would, if he was going to be out for the year, they would just put
Cut
him
that
as
out.
out.
Yeah. So.
And him being as probable, I mean, I guess he could be downgraded, but why would you put him as probable?
Yeah, I would think that if he's probable, they're probably going to take it easy with him on Thursday, Friday, and just let's keep him where he is and you're good to go. So that's good news. State's offense is noticeably better when he's in. But the news we were looking for was at the quarterback position, and we got that. Blake Shapen listed as probable. That was a surprise to me. I thought he might be listed as questionable. I got a text on the C Spire text line around 6 o'clock Wednesday evening that said that they had word that Shapen had practiced on Saturday, or I'm sorry, on Wednesday, and would indeed be the starting quarterback. And that's where we're headed. Blake Shapen's going to start this game at quarterback for Mississippi State. Before we make your predictions, Robbie, does that change your prediction?
I probably feel a little worse about State's offense in that situation. Is it's not that I feel so much better about Camario, and I feel like he's going to go out there and set the world on fire, but I just feel like it's going to make Mississippi State a little more limited in what they do offensively because you're going to have a pass rush, and Blake Shapen's just his not showing the capabilities of getting out of it. Getting rid of the ball quicker, getting out of the pocket and extending a play. I mean, when teams have really kind of peeled their ears back and come after Blake Shapen, it's been tough. I mean, he's been sacked 31 times this year. I imagine Missouri, that's going to be their game plan on this game too, and they also can defend the run. I just feel like the ceiling is so much higher with Kamario Taylor, and I want to see what it looks like. We could be proven completely wrong on him. He could come out and be a disaster on Saturday.
Good.
But at the same time, I feel like you can do a lot more things, and he can keep that defense a little more off balance than what Blake Shapen can do. Now, Blake Shapen's capable of scoring a lot of points on a defense like this. He's done it already. They did it against Texas. I look at the other defenses, A&M, they didn't do a very good job offensively in that game. So it's really Texas is the only thing that you can kind of draw from as far as those kind of defenses. I don't feel great about Mississippi State offensively in this matchup with Shapen. Now, I think that he could perform against Ole Miss. I don't think Ole Miss's defense, now it's still, they still have some talent up front, but they're not Missouri defensively. But in this game, this particular game, the matchup wise, I don't feel as great about Blake Shapen as I do Kamario Taylor from a skill set standpoint. And I would love to be wrong on that, by the way.
This is one of those things where fans and coaches, because fans only get to see what they see in the games, right? And coaches get to see practice. And so the coaches will tell you, well, if you saw what we saw in practice, there's an easy solution to that, guys. We're more than happy to come out and watch, but that's where we're going to go. It's going to be, Blake Shapen's going to start this game. And I don't necessarily know that it changes my prediction, but it locks it in the one way or the other. So you can kind of guess where we're leaning on that. If State is going to win this game, obviously Shapen is going to be have to play well. Having Albert Reese back is a big plus for Mississippi State. State, I think, if I'm correct, Robbie, in games where Reese has played the majority of the game, State's 5-2 this year. All five of their wins, Albert Reese is on the field. He did play a good bit against Texas and Tennessee in those games, but I don't know why State's offense is so dependent on him out there, but that's just what it is. So him being out there leads me to believe that this offense can have some success even against this Missouri defense. Missouri's defense is just you said it just a minute ago. Their game plan is going to be to create havoc. They're going to rush the passer. They're going to get after Shapen. They know he doesn't perform well when he's pressured. They know that the numbers that when he's under pressure, he's going to turn it over, throw it away. He just doesn't. He has not performed well when there's been pressure in his face this year. So when I look at what State has to do to win this game, they're going to have to run the football. And Missouri's been really good against the run. Hopefully with Albert Reese, though, you can see a little bit more of the Fluff Bothwell and Devon Booth we've seen some flashes of this season.
Yeah, you certainly feel better about this game if Albert Reese is in there. And I even feel better about Blake Chapin if you have Albert in there. And we'll know a little bit more on Thursday night, obviously. If he goes one way or the other, then yeah, that'd be great. And obviously the next best thing is him being taking off the injury list completely. So it can only go one way.
Right.
If he plays, that does help Mississippi State's chances a little bit because you've had two tackles the last couple of weeks that have struggled. That takes you down to maybe one this week. Hopefully both of them play well, but that remains to be seen. They just have not had good tackle play this year. And you're right, I have no idea why it is the case that a right tackle makes that big of a difference in the run game. But that's just been the case. And I don't know if it's Albert Reese's leadership, if they just play better with him in the mix. They don't have as many mistakes. I don't know. I don't know if it's just the drop off's that much worse. 'Cause I don't, it's not like they've been great with him in there. I mean, that they've been solid, but it's not like they're averaging, 280, 300 yards rushing a game with Albert Reese in there.
Right.
It's just, it hasn't been as like nearly as bad.
Right.
So your chances go up significantly, I think, if Albert Reese is out there on the field, just from the standpoint of this is a fifth-year senior that's played a lot of football here, and he's easily your best offensive lineman this year. If he's not out there, then, God help Blake Chapin
Yeah.
and Mississippi State's running game going up against a top-10 defense.
One thing that, and when we talked to Grace Ybarra and when we talked to Callum McAndrew on Sports on Mississippi, they both said the same thing, that if you can protect Chapin or whoever your quarterback is, Missouri's secondary is susceptible. And I mean, Brennan Thompson has been getting open all year long. He's well on his way to a 1,000-yard season. Anthony Evans has been really good for Mississippi State as well. So, and this has been State's thing the whole year, right? It's been, can they protect Chapin long enough for him to be able to hit those deep routes? When they have been able to do that, he's been good at it. You know, the state leads the nation, I believe, in explosive passing plays. Brennan Thompson is well on his way to being first team all SEC at this rate. But it's just that simple question of protection. Is if they can do it, great. They can be explosive and they can have a great chance to win this game. If they can't, it's gonna be tough. Truff. Tough. The other
Truffle. You're thinking about fries, aren't you? It's truffle fries.
I was thinking about fries. Because we were talking about burgers earlier. It's just the
It's
second burger.
true.
So, other side of the ball. First off, Bo Prebula listed as doubtful. Not out, doubtful. I wonder if there's an opportunity for him to come back and play in this game. If there is, that would really lock in a prediction for me if Prebula can go.
If I had to guess, he's probably like a week off.
Yeah, well, I don't, who does Missouri play next? It's Oklahoma, right?
I think so.
Missouri. Yeah, they're at Oklahoma. They'd probably much rather have him for that one. They probably feel
Yeah,
like
this seems
Nixon.
like it's a little too quick for him to get back. Yeah, what if he had an ankle?
Yeah, like he got rolled up real bad. So
That's a weird injury. It's kind of a, how you feel today kind of injury, but I want to say it was like a high ankle sprain or something. And that's I just don't know if he's going to be back in time. If he's listed as doubtful today, that usually trends to not playing.
Yeah.
But it does suggest that he's close.
Maybe that's.
And this is a completely different game if he's in there as opposed to Zollers right now, because that is a massive gap between those two. And the offense is completely different with Pribula in the game than Zoller.
100%. Yeah, 100%. This is a team that runs the football well, and Mississippi State has struggled against the run this year.
And they run it well. They already block fairly well, but they run it well because they have a running back that sheds tackles. And Mississippi State has not done a great job at tackling. That's like one of the biggest parts of this game for Mississippi State, and the biggest keys is gang tackling Nahmad Hardy. He is the second toughest running back in the country to tackle on yards after carry. I think he has like 790 yards rushing after his first hit. So that's the key for Mississippi State. They've got to get to the ball, and there's going to take two people to bring him down at least. This is a strong Running back, he runs the ball hard, runs through tackles. If he's got an angle on you, you're not going to make a tackle.
Yes.
So State's going to have to be really sound defensively on that side of the ball.
It's so interesting the way the running back portal worked. You know, Kewan Lacy leaves Missouri to go to Ole Miss. Hardy, I think, had interest in Ole Miss and State. State gets Fluff Bothwell. Ole Miss gets Lacy, so he goes to Missouri. All three of those guys have had good seasons, but Hardy has been the best of that bunch. And man, you mentioned it. He is so good, so good at breaking through tackles. And State, a poor tackling team. There's just if we're being totally honest, if Pribula was playing, this would be a no doubt the easy no brainer pick to pick Missouri to win. Him being out gives you a little bit of maybe trepidation on that. But everything Missouri does well is what State struggles with. State struggles to stop the run, and they struggle to protect the passer. And Missouri is one of the best teams in the country at running the football and getting after the quarterback. Give me something, Robbie. Where
It's
am
a
I?
bad match. It's not a good matchup.
It's not a good
It's really
matchup.
not. So, but there's nuance to the conversation on this.
Right.
They don't have Bo Pribula,
Right.
and that changes their offense. It changes their offense drastically. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to come out here and State's going to hold them to seven. I'm not saying that. But he got hurt against Vanderbilt, I believe, and they scored 10 points in that game.
Right.
They have a brand new starter last week. I realize they scored 17 against A&M. They scored 10 in the fourth quarter, so they scored 7 points to three quarters. They were really struggling. And Mississippi State is not A&M, but I'm just saying, like, this offense is not the same without Pribula. They have their dynamic running back. He's a 1,000-yard rusher. He's rushed for over 100 yards in six games, I think, this year. But it's not the same offense. They can't do exactly what they want to do in this offense with the quarterback that they have. I still think they'll have success against Mississippi State, but I believe there's going to be chances in this game for Mississippi State to get off the field, for the offense to kind of take advantage in this ball game. And also, I don't think that you can short sell the fact that this team, without its starting quarterback, adding into that factor here, they're out of the playoff discussion. They're not in the playoff. They're not in the top 25 right now. How do they react to that? Because when you're a playoff contending team and you start the season the way that they did with five straight wins, and then you have that devastating loss to Alabama where you had a chance in that ball game, that would have put them, in the SEC title hunt at that point. Well, now you've lost three out of four games. How do they react to that? That, and it's senior night on top of that, I believe. So there's going to be some emotions. You have a chance here to catch them slipping a little bit. They've gone out and they've played consecutive games against top 25 teams, came up short in those games. Now you're playing a team that everybody believes you're going to beat, and you're not in the playoff contention anymore. How does this team come out and play? If they're sleepy in this game and Mississippi State is playing at a really high level, State could easily win this ball game. It's not a ball game that I look at and I say, no chance, no chance at all. I mean, I feel really good about Missouri's chances in this game just because I don't trust Mississippi State to come out and stop the run, and I don't trust State with Blake Shapen to be able to establish the run and have success offensively against this defense. But you can make arguments for Mississippi State in this game. You can make a lot of arguments for Mississippi State. So that's why you play the game, man. You put the ball down on Saturday night, and we've seen it before where people are counting Mississippi State out and they've gone on the road and won SEC ball games. This is another game where they have a chance to do that. This isn't some like unbeatable Missouri team.
Right. It is a situation, though, as you just said, where the things that make you think State can win are off the field things. The distractions of the coaching search with Eli Drinkwitz,
Yeah.
the fact that they're out of the playoffs, the fact that they're going to be on their third string quarterback. But when they play the game, the things Missouri does well, those are things that Mississippi State struggles to stop. So that's kind of where I am mentally when we talk about this game. Let's move into our playmakers and predictions. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. If you're going to want to watch some college football this Saturday, Two Brothers is a great place to do it. You can have great food, plenty of big screen TVs, and a lot of great people around you as well. The Cotton District is always the place to go, and Two Brothers and the Older Brother are the best places to go when you're there. So if it's lunchtime or dinner time, make a trip over to the Cotton District and plop up a chair at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number, same great company. They're in Mississippi just like you, which means if you call with a problem, a lot of times they can fix your problem the same day. Try getting that from one of the big box stores. Doesn't happen. Try getting that when you order from Amazon or you know any type of online retailer. No chance. Only when you deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need Mississippi State gear, the place to go is always Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection in the state of Mississippi. I said it. I've been saying for Starkville for all this time, no one's topping them, you know. And, of course, you can shop online at maroonco.com or you can hit up the store here in Starkville. Either place you go, whatever you're looking for, use our promo code, Thunder15, to save yourself a little money this holiday season. 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply, but it's the holiday season. You know, we're not going to exclude too much. Next time you need MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Just a few days away from Sports Talk Mississippi and Thunder and Lightning Live being at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. We hope you will come by and check out the incredible selection of everything. That's not a misnomer. That's not hyperbole. They literally got it all there at Scruggs. But if you're looking for John Deere power this holiday season, if you want to put a John Deere mower to work for you, you need to come see my friends at Scruggs. Great financing available on compact tractors, on Gators, and, of course, on the John Deere commercial mower. Whatever you're looking for, Scruggs has got it. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in this great state, a name you need to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you don't already know them, oh goodness. Okay, I see what you're saying. We're gonna have a quick break here. I see what you're saying now about the Twitter messaging, and I gotta set this up so I can go in and get my ad read. So I'm just gonna have to do it from memory here. My good friends at Good Hope
Land. See how good you are.
Yeah, I say if I mess up, blame Elon Musk. How many acres of land do you own? 1,000? A couple hundred? Doesn't matter the number. Good Hope Land and Timber is here, and they are a full-service land and timber company. So if you're just trying to maintain your property, if you're trying to improve it, or if you're trying to buy or sell property, Good Hope Land and Timber, get in contact with them, and they can take care of it from there. They've been helping out people in this state for decades, and they want to add you to their list of satisfied customers. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. I did it. What is this?
Excellent. So, I don't know, but I actually put it in it's basically to protect your messages or whatever, but I put a code in earlier on my phone.
I got that.
And I'm doing the same code now on my laptop, and it says it's not correct.
All right, well, I've got it here I've set it up here on the desktop. We'll see what the laptop brings us and the phone and all that stuff. We'll get to it later. Just another thing messing up on this app that was at one time really good, and now it's not so much. I reported somebody tweeted at me last night and literally said the N-word in the tweet. I reported it, got back to the report this morning. We found that they didn't break any rules. Like,
we understand that this isn't something you like. What are we doing? I had a completely harmless like tweet one time. I was suspended for 2 days.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like I was just replying to someone. It wasn't anything.
Yeah.
And it flagged me for racism. It was like, what? What?
Yeah.
I have people taking pictures of my house.
Yeah.
And sending threatening tweets to me. Well, we found that this did not violate any of our rules.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, playmaker time, Robbie. Who do you got on the offensive side of the ball?
This is a little unusual, but I'm going to say whoever's at quarterback.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I
The
don't know.
quarterback position.
The quarterback position is who is going to be the playmaker in this game. That position will dictate, and that, I mean, Captain Obvious, the quarterback position is going to play a factor in this game. But it really is. Like, I feel like this position on Saturday is as important as it's been all year because you're playing a defense that's been really good. They've gotten after the quarterback, and Mississippi State's offensive line has really struggled. When you consider the struggles of the offensive line for the Bulldogs and the issues that they've had with Blake Shapen being protected back there and not having the ability to get rid of the ball fast enough or get out of the pocket, it's a concern going into the game. It's also a concern that Kamario Taylor, a true freshman, could be starting on the road for the first time. We
Yes.
need to be fair about that. I think a lot of people think you just transcend a win with Kamario Taylor being in there. That's not how this works. He's never started a game. We don't know how he's going to react in that situation. So he could very easily be the reason Mississippi State loses. We don't know that. We won't know that till Saturday and we see who goes out there and plays. So I'm going with whoever's at quarterback. If Mississippi State wins this game, it will be in large part thanks to what Blake Shapen or Kamario Taylor did.
All right. My offensive playmaker, I just said it a little bit ago that with Albert Reese back has been when Mississippi State has been able to run the football. So that's what we're going to go with here. We're going to go with Mississippi State's running back. I'll pick one of them. I won't go with both. Let's go with Fluff Bothwell. Hasn't had since he's been back, hasn't really looked like himself. Maybe this is a get right game for him. State's going to need those guys in the Egg Bowl. They need to be able to run the football. Need to get some positive momentum going. And with Reese back, I think they'll be able to run the football in this Missouri defense, at least to a certain degree. And I think Bothwell plays a big role in that and how they're able to do it. What about defensively? What do you got?
Defensively, it feels like State's going to have to stop the run in this game. You don't have Isaac Smith. That's going to be a huge loss from a leadership standpoint. And he's one of your best tacklers. So you take him out of the mix. I mean, somebody's going to have to step up in this game and make stops for you defensively. I'm going to go, probably with a linebacker in this case. And I'm going to say, Nick Mitchell being a senior. He gets a lot of hate for some reason from Mississippi State fans, but he's not been bad. He's actually been solid this year. I think he's going to have to make some plays in this game defending the run. And he's not a guy that's going to get after the quarterback a whole lot, but he can put his nose down and go tackle somebody. So I'm kind of picking that one out of left field, but I'm going to go Nick Mitchell.
Got to stop the run, and it starts up front. And I mean, who is State's? Who's been? Be if I said who's State's best defensive lineman this year, what's the answer? I mean, that's my point, right? Like, nobody has stood
I
out.
mean, Trevion Williams has had a
He's been
decent
okay.
season.
He's been okay, but nothing really.
Yeah, there are no standouts. I mean, Dre Bledsoe has been better than I expected.
But they just
DJ
didn't.
Reed's been better than I expected,
The
but
answer might be Will Whitson, even though he's only played a game and a
yes,
half. He might
still to this
still be
day.
the guy. So if State's going to stop the run, they got to get somebody up front going. They got to do something there. So let's pick one of those guys. Let's just go with Calvin Dinkins and see where it takes us. But if State to win this game cannot allow Hardy to run wild on them, it's got to start up front. So I'm going to pick a defensive lineman just kind of out of the hat. We'll go with Calvin Dinkins. Who's your X factor?
X factor in this game, I'm going to go we'll go Devon Booth.
Okay.
I think State's going to have to establish something in the run game, but they can also get him out of the backfield and get him in space a little bit. He's actually been a solid receiving back, and I think this might be a game where you kind of slip him out there a little bit, slip screen or something of that nature with a blitz coming in and Blake Shapen needing to get rid of it, and there he is for a big gainer. I think Devon Booth is going to have some big plays in this game, and he's been one of those guys that when he goes on the road, like he seems to generate some positive momentum for Mississippi State offensively the last few years.
Yeah,
You know, last year he went to Tennessee and had a big game.
yeah.
Did some good things at Arkansas this year, had a touchdown reception. Texas A&M, he had a big play as well. So he kind of, it doesn't really bother him going on the road. I think he has a good game.
My X factor is Kamario Taylor because I know he's going to get some snaps, so I hope he can maximize them. And if he can, that gives State a little spark, a little something that could put them over the top. I really do think that. So, I don't know how many snaps he's going to get. I don't know how they're going to use him within the offense. I also don't know that Blake Chapin's going to play the whole game. He's obviously kind of banged up at this point in the season. He's tough as hell, but there could come a point where Kamario has to play a couple of drives. When he's been in the game, he's scored points. So I hope that trend continues for Mississippi State. Kamario Taylor is my X factor. All right, what do you got? What's your prediction?
I just don't feel great about State in this game right now. There's too many factors working against them with the style of play from both of these teams. But, I think anything can happen. I don't think this is a game that I look at that is just unwinnable. I just don't feel great about it as we go into Saturday. So I'm going to say Missouri wins. I'll say 31 to 24.
I'm on the same page as you. I'm gonna go a little low, less scoring. I just don't think either team is gonna be particularly good offensively. Over under, I think is 51. I'd feel really good about taking that. Now that I've said that, it'll be a shootout, but it is what it is. I'm gonna go Missouri winning this one. 24-17 is my final score. Just not enough offense for the Bulldogs in this one. Defensively, they only gave up 24 points. I'd be really pleased. I'd be like, man, they did well, but it won't be. I don't think it'll be enough to win. When we reconvene after this one, of course, we will have a post game show, but it will be Egg Bowl week, and it's for the first time that I can remember in my adult life, we got an extra week of Egg Bowl. We've got plenty of time to get our minds right for the biggest game of the season. So we'll talk about that when we come back on Sunday/Monday. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drive to go wild. I've got the moves that really move 'em. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.